importance of affordable housing, that it doesn't produce a strategy, it doesn't have a plan how the affordable housing needs in Sussex County plan to be met. For example, at the Sussex Today and Tomorrow conference in October, there were some very stark numbers presented by the Department of Labor about the first few priorities in job creation, or the jobs that are being created, are the lowest income jobs. And even though the housing bubble has burst, as we all know, for housing prices to go down 8 or 20%, it doesn't make a very big difference for people making those very low wages. We would encourage the county to use the most recent data that's been produced. For example, the Delaware State Housing Authority has just issued their housing needs assessment for the next several years, and they have very current numbers using the American Community Service, Census Bureau data, and that's an excellent source. We also suggest a couple other research and publications that are available on the Delaware Housing Coalition website. Other issues of concern include environmentally friendly building. How is the county going to encourage this? Public transportation. And I know that the folks have been working hard on this for a long time, trying to get input from the lower income communities. One other concern is that about property rights. And I know this is a real lightning rod, but our belief is that property rights aren't absolute. You know, we believe that it's the government's responsibility to garden plan for the greatest good, to have balanced housing, you know, agriculture, business, you know, roads and other infrastructure, all leading to a safe and clean environment. With those comments, I'd like to close and say thank you for all your work. We appreciate it.
All right, ma'am. Thank you.
My name's Betsy Farlow. I live at Henlopen Gardens, right on the outskirts of Lewis. I'm just an ordinary person. I see a lot of conflicting needs and interests. I live on the edge of a town. I don't want a lot of development right across the street from me. I have a son and a future daughter-in-law who would love to be able to build on her father's farm a house next to her father's house someday when they can finally save enough money after paying rent around here. And I read an article in the paper about what the judge said. I read it very quickly. I do believe he recommended a moratorium on building. And it seems to me that to really be fair to everybody and to really balance all of these different needs and interests, and to also take into consideration the very recent changes that have happened in the economy and in green building, maybe we really just need to take a deep breath and really think closely about a lot of these issues. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. All right, who's next? The gentleman in the back, white shirt, and then you'll be next. I'm sorry, Chris, I couldn't think of your name. Pardon me, you know, I'm under pressure up here.
That's all right.
Can you tell?
Chris Weeks, 20897 South Avenue in Rehoboth Beach. I am the current chairman of the Rehoboth Beach Dewey Beach Chamber of Commerce. And my comment is one of the buzzwords with this comprehensive plan and other comprehensive plans throughout the state is affordability, affordable housing, workforce housing, however you want to state that. And I believe that one issue one way to look at that is economic development. Make the houses cheaper is one way to do it, but get better jobs in the county is another way to do it. And what I would ask is that you gentlemen and other decision makers be cognizant of the economic issues that are involved here, and I think we could, the plan perhaps could do a little better job of addressing economic development and those economic issues. As I see it, there are three major drivers of economic development: population,